My name is Megan. I am a co-host of the university's Take Note podcast recorded on Kaurna land. As an international student born and raised in Malaysia, I acknowledge that I live, study, and work on the lands of the Kaurna people. I pay my respects to Kaurna elders, past and present.
I think the future belongs to those students who are curious, adaptable, and open to change. Mm-hmm. So I think the most important skill is to embrace the uncertainty, embrace the change.
You'll want to make a note.
Should you be taking notes or something?
You got a pencil? Write this down, quick.
Why aren't you taking notes?
Write this down.
Aren't you going to write this down?
Did you need me to take notes?
Please take note.
Hello and welcome back to Take Note. This is the second part of our two-part series on AI that we're bringing you back-to-back. So in case you missed us, we're here again just a week later. And this is the podcast where we give you the best notes on everything you need to know from the day you start uni to the day you finally graduate.
Before we begin, a quick disclaimer. While this episode features insights from an artificial intelligence expert, please check in with your course coordinator before applying anything to your own academic work. This is another episode that has been locked in since the beginning of the year, and we invited Dr. Jinan from AIML.
Yeah, which is the Australian Institute of Machine Learning. AIML is seriously incredible. All the people that study over there study the most insane things. Mm-hmm. Like, we were talking to Dr. Jinan after we recorded his segment, and the stuff that he was telling us that his peers study is just insane. But Dr. Jinan's postdoc himself is incredible.
He focuses on education and finance.
Basically, spread the word about AI, how we can all use it ethically, and he just wants to educate everyone on what AI is. AI, as you'll hear him say, AI is nothing to be scared of, and as long as you can embrace the change, you'll be prepared for a future with AI that will inevitably be in it.
I cannot wait for you guys to listen to this, so let's get straight into it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Jinan. Should we just hop straight into it and kind of get to know what you do and your work in uni as well?
Yeah. Thanks, Megan and Olivia. It's great to be here. My name is Jinan. I'm a postdoc at Australian Institute for Machine Learning. I'm a serve as AI Education Outreach Liaison at Responsible AI Research Center. So normally I do some works for Connect schools, government and all universities together to promote AI literacy. My research focuses on NLP, natural language processing, causal AI, and how these technologies can be applied in education and finance. I'm particularly passionate about making AI more accessible through workshops, school visits, and community engagement to help people of all ages understand and use AI responsibly.
Wow, that is so perfect. Because like, obviously this podcast is aimed at students that study at the university, and like the fact that you're looking at AI from an education perspective and how to make it more accessible. Because I feel like for so many of us, we look at AI and we go, whoa, like it can do all of these things. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to take over the world. But your research is like actually looking at how it can be used to make everything better and how everyone can use it.
Yeah, I have so many questions in my head because me and Olivia, we just graduated a few months ago. And that was kind of the point where everyone's kind of using AI in pretty much everything.
Yeah.
When we first started our degree, there was not much AI usage.
AI didn't even exist. I remember my friend showed me one day in second year, so like a year and a half ago, she was like, look at this thing. Like, you can just put the thing in and it spits it out. I'm like, whoa. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool. But how would you say like AI tools like ChatGPT are changing the way students are studying or writing or just collaborating in their group assignments?
AI tools like ChatGPT are definitely changing the landscape in university. Students now use tools like ChatGPT to brainstorm essay ideas, explain complex concepts, summary ratings, or even generate code. This can support learning when you use it well, but it also raises some ethical concerns. For example, is using AI help the same as cheating? That depends on how it's used. If it replaces your thinking, that's a problem. But if it supports your understanding, that's powerful. That's great.
Yeah. That's such a good point. I feel like by the end of my degree, I realized that ChatGPT can like help me, or generative AI and things like that can help me understand what I'm learning instead of like just doing it all for me. And then like you can waste less time on trying to like trawl through all of these articles and things like that, and you can be like, summarize it, explain it to me like I'm a 2-year-old or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it can like help you actually understand the problem instead of just like doing it all for you.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on how universities can adapt to AI rather than like fear it or, you know, use it unethically, as you mentioned?
Yeah, I think in the university side now, we need to rethink the current approach we have. Instead of the binding AI, we should focus on teaching students how to use it ethically and critically. Just like calculators didn't replace math skills, but changed how we teach math. AI will reshape our now how we teach writing, research, and problem solving. I think currently we can think about it like how to, instead of trying to prevent students from using AI, we should explore how to teach with AI for students. Maybe from next year, we might have a new course called AI Literacy for all students. Mm. So I think that's a good way for us. In South Australia, we call it not only for festival state, but also we are AI state. I think we have some examples to help students. For example, we can rethink assessments. We can use reflections, oral presentations, collaborative tasks, things that AI cannot easily do for students. Another way is we can provide some training like AI literacy course for all students to teach students how to use AI correctly, ethically for their assignments or exams. Another way is embed AI literacy, treat AI tools as part of academic and professional life, just like Excel or Google. I think AI is not just for tools, it's about like mindset. It's a way to solve the problem. So I think university now can do more things for students. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. When you said the thing about the calculator, that's like so true. Someone was saying something similar to me the other day. It's like you don't discredit a mathematician for using a calculator to do his sums. Like every mathematician uses a calculator, and I feel like AI will become the same thing. It's like that doesn't mean that you didn't do the work just because you used AI to like help you understand it or help you get there. Mm. It's like it's just part of what life is going to be like.
Yeah. And that's really interesting. I just remembered that Olivia is currently studying a short course in AI and marketing. And I think that's like the whole point. Like you want to evolve with AI rather than like, oh no, we got to find better ways to like not use AI and like be creative. But how are we going to do that if other brands and other like firms are using AI?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
That's cool. Yeah.
Well, I guess that follows into like what jobs are currently being shaped or even replaced by AI.
We are seeing automation in areas like customer service, basic programming, data entry, or even parts of legal or finance work. But at the same time, some new roles or new jobs are emerging or come, like prompt engineers, AI ethics officers, data storytellers, AI curriculum designers, and some like last month, SA government released a new job called AI officer. So that's many jobs are coming soon. So I think this role didn't exist a few years ago, and more are coming as well. Mm. Yeah.
What's a prompt engineer?
So prompt engineer is like to fit the correct prompt for using generative AI. It's like to provide a correct and a feasible for solving the new problems to use the correct prompt.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's like very new jobs.
Yeah, that's good. So then people's jobs will be about using AI. Like their whole job will be, how can I benefit the company using AI?
Yeah.
Like I was a prompt engineer or things like that, instead of just like everyone trying to figure it out on their own. Like there'll be actual people at organizations helping everyone understand.
Yeah. Sort of like a HR, but like AI.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah. Back then, obviously, there was no ChatGPT. You had to code everything by yourself. What made you get into AI and like kind of like learn, you know, how to use it and even just do a whole PhD like thesis on AI?
So that time, so when we're studying for my master's degree of computer science, that time there is no ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So my background is computer science. We need to write code by ourselves. We need to, like, for example, we need to do lead code. We still need to understand the basic understanding data structure, algorithms, and we can solve the problem. But now with ChatGPT, basic of problem like coding problem can be implemented very easily and solved very easily. So we just like think about more advanced algorithms like AI algorithms. So that's, I think that's that time we use just like mindset to solve the problem. But now we are trying to help us to solve the easy problems and solve the very basic programming codings. So we have time and think about it, what's more advanced algorithms to help the problem, like LLM. And that time, we also don't have like ChatGPT to refine our grammars and essays and brainstorm ideas. So, but now we can use AI to help us to summary, brainstorm, or generate some new ideas to help us to refine our things, and we can create more something new, right? So that's different area compared to 5 years ago.
Yeah.
How did you go from like, well, I guess computer science and AI will be very close, you know, we're interconnected.
Yeah.
But how did you get into like artificial intelligence with your studies and like it's your job now?
Yeah, I think now we need to have some AI thinkings for new jobs or at this stage, because I think in the future, it doesn't necessarily reward the person with the deepest knowledge in one narrow field, but rather than those with broad knowledge and the ability to connect ideas across disciplines. So in other words, breadth is becoming just as important as depth. So I think this at a stage for university students, we need to have the ability of use AI to solve real world problems and understand how different fields intersect and communicate across domains. So at a stage, I think use AI to solve the problem and embrace the change.
Wow, that's amazing.
What have you found in your research that you find is really interesting that you maybe weren't expecting?
In AMO, we have many researchers doing different domains or areas. We have medical areas, we have space, defense, finance or education. I'm doing finance and education part.
Okay.
So for example, finance, we will use AI to do the real trading for stock and cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, so we
I did finance as part of my degree, and like some of that stuff is so complicated to understand, the formulas that go into it, and like you can just imagine people now just being able to use AI and just do it all instantly.
Yeah, that's cool. And also we don't have to see the screen all the time. We use algorithm to do the automatic trading. Yeah, actually we found that the performance is quite good. So that's a AI application. Another part for education part, we summary and analysis more than 35 countries AI framework. We were developing the Australian AI framework like to match like global ethical or AI frameworks. So we found that, we hope that we can have a AI literacy framework for public, for all the people. It's not, we are doing AI literacy research. I think in AMO, we have a lot of people. The most important thing is to, you can connect all the disciplines. We can connect with industries. That's a very good thing part.
Yeah. And another thing, like a lot of people listening are probably going, whoa, like that's crazy. What are some skills that like everyone could be developing that are gradually becoming more important to use AI?
Yeah, just I mentioned like breadth is becoming just as important as depth. I think in the future, the key skills is to embrace the change, embrace like the uncertainty and also creativity, emotional intelligence, ethical reasoning, and learning how to learn using AI tools in the AI area. I think that's an important thing. I think the future belongs to those students who are curious, adaptable, and open to change. So I think the most important skill is to embrace the uncertainty, embrace the change, and use AI to solve the problem. And you don't have to become an AI engineer, but you do need to understand how AI works and how to use it to solve problems, communicate ideas, and build new things. In the future, I think some exciting jobs in the future might not exist yet, but we can make it one. We can create something new. We can create, you can, maybe you might be the one to create a new job.
That's such good advice. I feel like the things that you're saying is things that we can all do so easily, and we are doing anyway. Like things are changing constantly.
Yeah.
Even if we think about the fact that like the university is merging next year, like everyone's going to have to embrace that change. So like embracing AI and how it's changing is something so easy that everyone can implement.
And I will say, like, it's getting really hard to catch up, because at first it's like, oh my gosh, we're using AI for everything, and it's just so much easier to do like your assignment, how to write and everything, how to think. At one point it was like, oh no, it's taking our jobs. And then at another point it was like, stop using AI for everything, you're gonna lose your creativity, you're gonna lose like your, you know, thinking skills and everything.
Yeah.
What I would ask, like, do you have any advice for someone who hasn't, I never studied AI, I didn't have any courses that did AI, how would you give advice to someone who wants to like keep up with it? Like what can I read, or where can I like study about it without like obviously doing a whole degree?
Yeah, so I think, and now I think anyone can enroll like course for AI literacy. You can search like AI literacy from Coursera or online or YouTube to find what are the basics of AI. You can learn like principles behind of AI. And then you can think about it like AI application and AI impact. And then after you be familiar with basics of AI, then you can think how to make AI match to my skills, match to my degrees. And maybe you can use AI to solve some problem on your work or your for our studies. So I think e-literacy is very important for everyone.
I think like one thing that I learned from this episode is that like as long as you try to understand AI, you're kind of on the right track. Yeah. Like don't just rely on it, more so just like learn about how you can use it to do better in your jobs and your studies.
I'm very looking forward to see the course of AI literacy next year. So that's for all the students. I think that one is quite useful for everyone.
But I hope that as more course coordinators and people that are teaching just like regular courses at university grow to understand more about AI, that they can also implement ways that students can use AI within their courses to make sure that they are using it properly and it's helping with their learning instead of being a barrier or like removing it completely.
Yeah.
I want to say also all students, do not scary about AI. AI will not replace your job. I think AI will create something new. So embrace the change, embrace the uncertainty, and use AI to solve the problem, and then we can create something new.
That's amazing. I'm like in shock at how incredible your research is and how simple some of the things, like you said, people shouldn't be scared, but how scary AI can seem, but how simple the things that you're saying are to implement and how easy it would be to embrace AI in everything that we do.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. I'm so excited for everyone to listen to what you have to say, and hopefully everyone increases their AI literacy.
How good was that? I find it so much more reassuring as well. I feel like with everything that's going on in AI and in university work, I definitely didn't know what I could do, but I knew that I needed to use AI.
And like Dr. Janan said, we are always learning and everything is always changing. So just try to keep up.
But don't fear it, embrace it.
Yes.
Anyway, that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for listening in today's episode of Take Note. We hope you learned something new. And as always, please head over to the Instagram where you can follow us at uoa.oncampus.
Feel free to DM us if you have any thoughts on the show. We always love hearing what you guys have to say.
See you next fortnight.
Take note.
This is a UOA on campus production.